All right. Let's go. Okay. Greetings, friends. It's Thursday, March 14th, and joining Felix and I on today's show are our good friends Alex and Jeremy from the podcast Korra Raiders. And a little bit will be, they've curated some Korra questions for us that we're going to be giving our fullest consideration. But since we're going to be spending this episode talking about a popular social media platform, the social media platform for people with questions, I thought we would just take a little time at the beginning to talk about the news about another social media app, this time TikTok, headline New York Times. House passes bill to force TikTok sale from Chinese owner or ban the app. The legislation received wide bipartisan support with both Republicans and Democrats showing an eagerness to appear tough on China. Just a few things about this at the top. One, yes, this is 1,000% about Israel. Two, it's not only about Israel. It's about basically kneecapping any competition to Silicon Valley from China. And three, this is exactly like, Felix, you got this exactly right. This is what Democrats do when thousands of people are dying.
Yeah.
Is, you know, like they'll ban a Juul pod and now they're banning TikTok.
Yeah. When the first like water wars start happening, that's when Democrats are going to start banning Zin pouches.
I think Schumer's already trying to ban Zin pouches in New York.
He's going to wait for the perfect moment. He's going to wait for like a new version of the bubonic plague to come back.
he's going to wait for the atmospheric ignition over Manhattan and for a Russian H-bomb before announcing the Zin ban taking effect.
I just like this one was, I mean, like they've clearly like wanted to do this for a while, but it was very obviously they took it off the back burner because of Israel.
Yeah, right? Absolutely.
But the thing that like made me laugh with all of this was just like the normal people, not people who like work for a senator or a congressman, not people who work for the State Department, just normal, stupid people being like, do you really like want China knowing your email address?
Yes, I do.
It's like, yeah, it's like, first of all, yes. But second of all, like, let's say TikTok is completely curated by the Chinese government, like 100%. I would like that way better than any existing news source.
Yes.
That's way better than anything that currently exists.
They have a better TikTok than us. They actually regulate theirs.
Yeah.
Theirs doesn't drive everyone insane. We should be stealing their TikTok technology and applying them here. It's hard not to see this too as, and this isn't obviously like the main reason, but this is like the gerontocracy vote.
Yeah.
This is the every single politician is over 80 years old and has one word that drives them into a maddening rage.
they start attacking the walls or something as soon as they hear TikTok. But Alex, to your point, Nancy Pelosi said on the floor of the House, quote,
"This is not an attempt to ban TikTok. It's an attempt to make TikTok better. Tic-tac-toe. A winner. A winner."
Ooh, she thought she was spitting fire. But I guarantee you, Pelosi and her husband have just bought huge positions in the Steve Mnuchin group that's going to now step up and say he wants to buy TikTok if they force this deal to go through. So, yeah, and Nancy Pelosi is about to make a killing from the Tic-tac-toe app that her grandchildren love so much. And then the other thing I want to mention about this is I saw this clip from 60 Minutes from this Sunday where, I shit you not, they spoke to a former U.S. intelligence operative whose name is Klon Kitchen. Klon Kitchen says, "Imagine you wake up tomorrow morning and you saw a news report that China had distributed 100 million sensors around the United States. That's precisely what TikTok is."
And I like, don't care, Klon. Shut the fuck up. I love it. Oh, imagine if China knew when you taped Criminal Minds. I don't care. Shut up.
Yeah. No, it's they like, know I watched Moneyball across 150 videos recently.
Yeah. Imagine if the Chinese government knew you were watching Money Plane starring Kelsey Grammer.
Well, it's like, okay, the obvious point is, every American-owned social media network is absolutely spying on you, not just for the U.S. government, but for other corporations that are like, you know, other American corporations that they absolutely sell your data to. But also, what the fuck could the Chinese government do if they were spying on me? Like, A, my social credit score would jump through the ceiling if they overheard all the conversations I'm having about how great President Xi is. But also, it's like, this is just doing what every U.S. social media company does. But apparently, like, oh, if China knows about, you know, what funny videos I'm watching, that's somehow a national security threat. No, this is just about, they can't stand to see the Chinese winning. And so they have to make it about, the inscrutable Mandarins who own this company are, you know. And also, let's be honest, TikTok is spreading anti-Semitism by allowing IDF soldiers to post on it. So that, like, if they shut that down, I think we could shut down a lot of the anti-Semitism problems that their app is purported to be the cause of.
Yeah, I think that's fair. What if the Congress is just worried that, like, too many kids are self-diagnosing as having ADHD, and that's what they're trying to shut down?
There's an Adderall shortage. We can't maintain this app.
And then also, like, for the Democrats to go into an election where they are hemorrhaging the votes of young people to make a big part of their campaign, banning everyone's favorite social media app or selling it to Steve Mnuchin. But you know what? I think the Mnuchin TikTok is going to be even better.
It really does have the vibe of, like, we can sense you're mad at us, so you're also grounded.
Yeah.
Joe Biden, enjoy reels.
It also strikes me as one of those things where, like, okay, let's say, like, okay, it's owned and operated entirely by the Chinese government. Let's just say that. Okay? We'll pretend all of that is true. Everything that's left is, like, what? It's Twitter, which is just, like, gore videos.
Owned by the Saudis, not the Chinese.
Yeah, owned by the Saudis. Facebook, which is a known quantity, just as far as, like, driving everyone over 50 insane. And, it doesn't this strike you as the type of thing that, like, if it really gets banned, and they get rid of it 5 years from now, the culture will be even worse because those are the only ones left for Americans. And they'll be like, huh, who could have predicted?
It'll be very similar, but we won't know how to dance anymore.
Yeah.
And also, as other people have pointed out, like, the language of this law basically, it, like, establishes that the government can just, like, I don't know, like, censor any media corporation owned by a, quote, foreign adversary. Okay, who counts as a foreign adversary? We'll determine that later. But I can't imagine, for instance, Donald Trump doing anything. And by the way, Donald Trump is supporting TikTok, you know? And I saw the Democrats being like, what's her name? Nikki Haley saying, Joe Biden is the only one who's getting tough on China. And, you know, let's see if we can get zero people under the age of 40 to vote for Joe Biden this election.
Maybe Trump will join TikTok. That'll be an interesting development.
That could be
this.
A big boon for all of us.
I would love that.
It's the last thing I need.
You know, like, how Francesca Scorsese puts her dad on TikTok all the time, like at the Oscars? Like, I want to see little behind-the-scenes glimpses of Donald Trump at the golf course, at the buffet, at the, you know.
Aaron asking Trump, like, which of the senators give him the ick?
Did you see what Fetterman said about this?
No.
Pretty funny. He said it's a no-brainer to ban TikTok. Which, I wouldn't use that term if I were him. But, yeah.
You should just leave the word brain out of his vocabulary.
Yeah.
Just for safety.
Let's leave his brain out of his skull as well. Shit, I lost my train of thought.
What do you think about John Fetterman getting head? That's where I was. Yeah.
He's getting brain.
It was very distracting for me.
I shouldn't have tweeted that.
When I get my stuff sucked, it helps with my pression. My pressure gets better when you sunk.
You shouldn't have done it on
when
that
you
roof.
Sunk on my shit. Braddock has one basketball hoop. Okay, Braddock.
Well, moving on from TikTok to the reason we're here today, talking to the Coral Raiders podcast. Let's talk about a much more socially wholesome social media app, Quora. Now, Alex and Jeremy, you do a podcast that essentially like you investigate sort of the depths of Quora to find questions and you attempt to answer them. But like the entertainment of Quora is the insane things that are on people's minds. So for our listeners who maybe aren't familiar with Quora or Quora Raiders, like how would you describe Quora as a social media site?
So Quora is interesting. We learn a little bit more about it every week. I think if you were like an alien and I had to explain it to you, I would say it's like, it's the social media website people are forced to use when they are like removed from the normal ones. They've been too strange on Facebook. And so they end up in this other place that's like a between a Facebook and a Reddit. But the only way to interact with it is to ask questions. So every page you can go to is like, I have been cursed. Is this okay? Should I be concerned? We put up one a few weeks ago that was just like, did Hitler meditate? If so, did it help a little?
Hitler episode so far. There's so much Hitler content on
there. Lot of the website is mostly about Hitler. That's the other thing.
We haven't done this one yet, but there was one recently we found that was like, I'm trying to start my own Nazi party in Pakistan to make it even better. Like, what should I do?
I was about to say, do you think that like the preponderance of Hitler content on Quora is due to its popularity on a certain subcontinent?
That is probably, it's mostly that there's a lot of like, the age dynamic's really interesting. The original, like we've been trying to theme our Quoras because we did like around a year of just random Quoras and it does drive you a little too close to the void for my comfort. So we were looking for ones that could like predict the American election maybe when we were looking for these ones. And it is you get like people who are like 15 and are just like, I'm on the internet. This is the website. I'm using it. And then people who are like 85, more than any other place. So there are like geriatric Americans in addition to all the Indians. And they
a lot of fetishes too. Those are really the big groups there.
Yeah. And on duty police officers as well.
That's what the computer and cop cars is for. It only goes to Quora.
Let's know the location of if you want to go.
Especially people asking like, how to kill an unarmed ghost if it's already killed.
The cop who pulled
the other picture they found is a cop Quora is immediately tied to ghost Quora.
Yeah.
I'm just imagining a cop who pulls you over on the highway is doing Quora. Why did I pull this person over as you are big Quora yourself? Do you know why I pulled you over?
Is speeding bad?
Yeah. But Alex and Jeremy, the other thing I really like about Quora, like for instance, all the Hitler questions. It's never like, what could have Hitler done to have won the Battle of Stalingrad? It's just like, I bought these new pants. You think Hitler would like them? It's like, what I love about Quora is like that they're questions that cannot actually be answered. They're questions that have no answers, but that are being crowdsourced by the mentally ill to the mentally ill. So it's a rich vein.
The dynamic's weird though, because the people who hang out on there all the time, like there are people who like Quora is their main website, and they've internalized the dynamic. So like they go on the question like, is eating bad? And then they just like make fun of the guy asking it. It's like, what are any of you getting out of this? Yeah, there's a few people who will pop up over and over again. We try to follow them on our show. Like we found the store Papa's Mountain. That's like a blade shop in Denver. Yeah.
We've been trying to get Orson Scott Card on the podcast because he like uses it every day.
Really? Every day.
Author of Ender's Game, like LDS sci-fi writer, author of Ender's Game and other classic
Ender's
science fiction
Game,
novels.
Ender's Shadow. Xenocide.
That makes
household titles.
That makes a lot of sense to me. Because I could see him having like an early internet dust up, like in 2004, he declares that like Wikipedia is too anti-Mormon. And he's like, I know what the real font of all human knowledge is going to be.
Didn't he think in 2008 that like if Obama won, there would be like gangs of black teens like traveling the country and killing everyone?
I remember something like that.
Yeah, I remember Orson had some spicy opinions like in the early political internet, and people were like, a sci-fi author is some sort of racist fascist? What? How could this possibly be the case?
I feel weird about trying to actually talk to him because I have actually read like five of his books, and it's like I don't want to just elder abuse this like man I've read 100 pages of, but He is also like evil, I guess. So is it okay?
Well, in a lot of ways, the Core Raiders podcast, I mean, you both find yourself in sort of an Ender type situation that you've been recruited into kind of a galactic war against question askers.
We're mostly wrestling with each other nude in the bathroom to assert dominance.
All right. Going to win one of these days.
All right, so Alex and Jeremy, you've curated some Cora questions for Felix and I that are sort of like a little bit more political. They deal with the election. They deal with some hot button topics. So let's dive into what's on the minds of people in Cora.
All right. Yeah. Here we go.
Okay. So just like to set your mindset for this, a lot of these are going to be directly about politics. And then some of them are just kind of leading questions that let you know what like the average median voter has on their mind.
Okay. Excellent.
This question is, if ex-presidents still have the Secret Service guarding them, what happens if Obama fought Trump? Do they both have Secret Service teams that would fight each other?
That's a great question.
I've actually never thought about it, too. It's like, it really expands your mind.
I think that's the X factor for what makes Cora great. Not only are so many of the questions that literally cannot be answered, they are the first time that this question has ever been asked in human history. Like, they're all originals, like this one.
All right. Yeah.
Secret Service teams, like the Sharks and the Jets. Clashing.
So, let's game this out, though, because, you know, as we all know, like, all ex-presidents have a Secret Service detail for the rest of their lives. So, like, I mean, no matter what they're doing, they have at least a couple Secret Service guys, even if you're an ex-president. So, Obama's got a Secret Service team, and Trump, you know, in his ex-presidency, and then obviously if he becomes president again, he'll have the full complement of Secret and another.
You get double.
So what would happen if they find themselves at, like, you know, some sort of charity gala or, you know, the Oscars or something like that, and one of them decides to take a swing at the other? I like that the question would be like, what happens if Obama wants to fight Trump? You know, it's just like, Trump would never be the aggressor in this situation because, you know, he's too soft.
He's a peacemaker.
Yeah.
I love the idea of Obama acting like G-Unit, the sorcerer. And when cameras are off, that's how he behaves.
Yeah, just at a grocery store in Martha's Vineyard.
So that would be one ex-president committing a physical assault or endangering the life of another ex-president. I think in that case, like, both of their Secret Service details would have to kind of like hold them apart. They would have to be like, they would have to sort of prevent them from attacking each other. I'd like to think that the Secret Service details would, I'd like, in the mind of this question, in this questioner, I think they think that like the Secret Service is like a Praetorian guard that swears a blood loyalty to protect you. Like, so it's just like, they would have to fight to the death Trump's Secret Service detail, even if it like included their friends or something, because they've sworn to protect their president, who they've been assigned to. Like,
right, it's not just security, it's to kill the president's enemy.
Yeah.
Really what it is. They have a big book where they write on everything that happens. Say, I was attacked by a dog.
It's a besmirching of honor for sure.
Yeah.
Okay, so assume they actually get into the tussle. Okay, I do think it's like middle school rules. They get pulled apart.
Yeah, I think they have to meet after the political or charity or sort of entertainment gala. They have to meet outside and have sort of a rumble. But because the Secret Service has to protect the lives of the ex-president, I think it should be tightly regulated, such as like you can use bike chains, you cannot use flick knives or zip guns. Or or perhaps the two Secret Service details, they're like, okay, are the ex-presidents, they want to have a Donnybrook. They want to have a fight with each other. Which detail, like, you know, who's going to step aside and allow this to take place? Then I think in that case, the two Secret Service details should have some sort of like softball match against each other to determine who will let their ex-president get their ass kicked.
Right, it's like the original Olympics. There's like 10 events. Yeah. To make up.
Was there a question about the Secret Service and Barron Trump, though? That's another good
there
one.
There was, yes. Right. Yeah.
We weren't sure if that was too similar to this one, but there's like, if you put the word fight into Quora, you can really expand into a lot of the universes.
That one was, what would the Secret Service do if President Trump's 12-year-old son, Barron, challenged another boy of his age to a fist fight? Now, this could be a card.
Okay.
It's very hard to find out who wrote it.
This is a good question because I think this one does have an answer. And like, you know, this very scenario was depicted in the Sinbad documentary First Kid, in which he portrays a Secret Service agent tasked with the protection of the first child of the president of the United States. And let's just say some pretty funny hijinks ensued. Those bullies thought that they could spit do a spitball at him in class. Wrong. He's got Secret Service protection. So in this case, I would say that the Secret Service agents would be honor bound, duty bound, and like really pledge their lives to Barron. So they would have to beat the shit out of a 12-year-old for Barron.
Good. That makes sense. There is a comment here from this guy named John McMillan, who is an immigration consultant at government, who says they would kick that kid's ass. That's the other aspect of this site, is that like they have so much personal info. Like, we just dox people on our podcast pretty much every week.
They say where they went to school, usually the town they live in a lot, and their actual legal name.
Yeah, they will include like an office phone number on Quora. That is something I love. Like, you will see like the most ridiculous question, right? Like, has there ever been a blowjob where the woman bites the guy's dick off? And the highest rated answer will be from a guy where it's like, you know, IRS, Corporate Enforcement Division.
Yeah, the horny ones too share too much information. They're like, if you would like to answer my Quora, take my mobile number. I'd like to speak with you at your earliest convenience.
But like, in both of these questions, like, this is sort of like similar to the idea of what happens if Trump gets convicted of a felony and is elected president. Does he serve a jail time in some sort of like, do they have to send Secret Service agents to prison with him? Do they have to like, does the Secret Service have to be sort of blooded into a gang to get protection in prison? Will Donald Trump have an office in Sing Sing or something like that? But you know, like, these are the fun questions about like, what does the Secret Service actually have to do for the president?
Yeah.
And the answer is die for them at any given moment. So,
yeah. It's like being a mummy. If your president dies, you have to get buried.
I was more about the Secret Service and like civics class, you know? Why do none of us know what they do?
Well, actually, the majority of what they do is actually preserve the sanctity of the U.S. dollar, because they are the law enforcement arm of the Treasury Department. As I learned from the Clint Eastwood film In the Line of Fire, their main remit is preventing fucking counterfeiting.
That's so lame. Like, we're not on like the silver standard anymore. Like, you can just go into a computer and be like, okay, the money's worth this.
Yeah, they should be gladiators.
Yeah. No, I mean, like, they're the ones that have to keep putting like new watermarks onto the hundreds and twenties and things like that to prevent, you know, it being copied. But, you know, here's a question. What would happen if Barron Trump becomes a counterfeiter? What would the Secret Service do in that situation?
Oh, yeah.
Help him counterfeit money and devalue U.S. currency? Or risk killing him to prevent his crimes.
They would be so good at it because they'd know what to look for.
If you could help, you're connected. You could ask like the Secretary of the Treasury how to do it.
Okay, is Barron a counterfeiter? I don't know, but there will be signs. If anyone starts seeing U.S. $1 bills show up with George Washington replaced by a creator of Dragon Ball Z, Akira Toriyama, then I think we'll know that Barron has gotten to the counterfeiting game.
There's a weird comment on this that just says Barron is somewhere on the autism spectrum, so that's not likely to happen.
What?
You get this Michael Bruce, whose picture is a goat.
What are Michael Bruce's qualifications?
He is a political independent amateur historian. Oh, this is so long.
It's too long.
Amateur historian, amateur philosopher, professional human.
Professional human.
His job.
Oh, my God.
One of his spaces is fighting white supremacy, and then the other one is puns.
Two sides of the same coin.
Just on the original question, the immediate image that came to mind is that, yes, the Secret Service does have to defend Barron, but they have to do it in the way that Colin Farrell does in True Detective Season 2, where they go to the bully's house later.
Yeah.
Yeah, they with let their earpiece Barron in and just shoot his dad.
They should not. The Secret Service in this case would not call Barron a little pussy, though. I think
that is outside their professional
remit with the office and the job. But they should break the jaw of the kid's parent with a brass knuckles.
You got to respect the office.
This man's with the police. He says he has something to ask you.
You like to bully kids, ass. Pen.
Hold on, what is this?
You 12 years old and you're already evil as fuck.
Hey!
Oh, you can't talk!
Okay, do you want to hear another one of these questions?
Let's do it.
This one is, this is what we were talking about before. Is Donald Trump now officially worse than Adolf Hitler?
Yup. Yup.
It's official. Yes.
Is the answer to that
the
question.
UN has decided.
what are we going on here? Because, you know, Adolf Hitler did, you know, World War II and the Holocaust. So what has Donald Trump done that, like, what's in the conversation here that would put him, I don't know, in the conversation with Hitler, but officially worse than Hitler?
Real estate crimes. Hitler, like, took Austria.
Okay, what if Donald Trump invaded Russia and won?
He'd officially be better than Hitler.
Yes, right?
I guess by some metrics that would make him better. Okay. How about if he did like a reverse Anschluss?
Start giving America away. Wait,
so he gave away, yeah, he gives yeah. away Austria?
He lose Alaska.
Yeah. He gives away Austria like a, you know, the father of a bride in a traditional wedding. You know? If you love something, let it go.
This question also brings up something that comes up on this website a lot, which is there's like, you know, like any of these social media websites, like a MAGA crew that's kind of like a prison gang. Like they all stick together and kind of ask each other questions. But there's also a big resistance contingent that mostly just goes on specifically to talk about Donald Trump.
Well, I guess with this question, I'm interested more in like, what are some of the answers? Like, is there anyone making a case that Donald Trump is indeed worse than Adolf Hitler?
I'm trying to find one. One person's saying that Hitler is dead and Trump is alive, so therefore he is worse.
Okay.
Interesting.
To live is a crime.
Guy says, you mean Joseph Robinette Biden? Trump is a saint compared to Hitler, even Nancy Pelosi. I guess.
Aren't we all in. Kind of saints compared to Adolf Hitler?
Yeah. I think
that's how we're judging other people. It's just like, well, he's not Hitler. You know, he's just a Jeffrey Dahmer.
Richard Baldwin, former software engineer for 40 years, 1973 to 2017, says it's neck and neck.
Yeah. Richard, shout out to you. He lives in New Jersey.
I don't know if Hitler started a war that killed like 100 million people. Like, I know Trump was a bad president, but
it's too close to tell. I think we'll have to check back.
But you know what, though? I did like the question. Like, Hitler is dead. He's not doing any more evil. You know, that's sort of that's done and dusted. But Trump, still alive, still breathing. So as long as you got a dog in the race, you know, anything can happen.
It's like when people try to say a boxer is better than Muhammad Ali. How would you tell?
Yeah.
There's a really good answer here, actually. But one of them says Adolf Trump or Donald Hitler. Which one do you prefer?
See, that's just a different question. That pisses me off.
And it's also
trying to learn something.
Also unanswerable.
Tensions are high right now, but we have like 12 of these, so we could just
go on. Okay. I really like this question a lot. This one is on, so there's like different sub quoras like Reddit, and this is on Controversial Chat, which is the place where controversial opinion is welcomed. And this question is, am I the only one who thinks it's time we overthrow the whites?
Okay. Almost certainly not. I mean, the chances is that person is the only one who's thought we need to overthrow the whites. But you know what? Credit to Quora for actually having a controversial, like, because most things that advertise themselves as like controversial, dangerous opinions are like, I think charter schools are good. Woo! This is like, should we do white genocide or should we quote overthrow the whites?
Yeah. Am I the only one looking around? Anybody else?
It can't just be me, right? That would be crazy.
I just like, I love the way that's phrased too. Like, overthrow the whites. Like, where my mind goes to this is like, what would that practically entail? The overthrowing of the white race. And also, who counts? This is a very important question. Who's getting overthrown? Who's getting sort of like docked? Maybe like their paycheck gets sort of attached at the end of every month. If you're, I don't know, like one of the kind of gray areas. If you're a white Latino, I don't know. Does that count? You get your paycheck.
This is an issue where, like, as a Jew, like, I guess I want like right wing people who don't think I'm white to be doing this, right? people on the left are going to be like, no, you're white. And I'm like, fuck.
No, you have to drink the hot sauce.
I would be arguing like with the people who are like overthrowing the whites. They'd be like, no, you're getting off scot-free. And I'd be like, Jews are white. I hate identity politics. Overthrow me.
About the space, too. It's fun to read the rest of this website and be like, not controversial enough.
I found the person who asked this question. Her name is T.L. Donahue. She lives in the UK.
She's in more rights. She's in abusive behavior.
Yeah.
She's in controversial chat.
Her most recent question that she asked on Sunday is, why is having healthy self-esteem important?
That's a great question.
These are very good.
That's a great question. The question, should we overthrow the whites? It becomes more practical to me when I realize she's in the UK. it makes a lot more sense to me then.
Yeah, it's very British.
You can relate it to the Queen or something. She also does a lot of posts about Bulgaria. I don't know what that's about.
I don't know.
But like, well, okay, she's from
that's like regular UK. Like UK racism, they're racist against like every country in the Warsaw Pact.
She knows what all of the different states in the caucuses are and has opinions on them.
She has so many questions about this too. What would happen if black and white Americans engaged in a civil war?
I pray it doesn't happen.
No, I love it. Like, what would happen if America engaged in a civil war over the issue of racial rights?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, imagine what would happen if that were the case. But I'll answer that question. Black people only 13% of the U.S. population. White people almost 50. You do the math on that one.
It's an uphill battle.
Yeah,
to be sure.
You know what? Like, but they're the underdogs. But I think they could pull it off and overthrow the whites.
I have taken up arms against my brother. Is that bad?
She also asked, what are some of those, did that just happen? Quirky moments. It's like, who is this woman?
I feel safe clicking on the answers for that one because some of these are kind of
risky.
Well,
you click it and the answer is the Civil War. So,
oh, man. It's really dodgy doing a live show of this because you end up in very unsafe areas quickly.
This one has some crazy answers on it that are just openly racist.
So before we get into any sort of potentially dangerous, treacherous waters here, I would just like to say that very simple to the answer to this question is no, you're not the only one who's ever thought about overthrowing the whites. Yeah. But once again, I just love how broad and open-ended this question is. Because like, you know, from the UK, I think a more practical question might be, is it time to overthrow our royal family? Which is in effect, basically overthrowing the whites. Doesn't get much whiter than the House of Windsor. But like, the lack of specificity is really maddening.
I think we've covered it. Is it time? Yes. Are you the only one? No.
No.
We're all thinking about it.
Who are these people?
White people.
They made in a lab.
Kill the whites.
Yakub made them in a lab.
We need General Muckmuck, Jerry. General Muckmuck. He's chopping heads. Chopping them off.
Man. There's one answer here from Dawn Mary, who studied at the School of Hard Knocks, who says, feel free to move to a country ruled by black people, then racist.
Okay.
Thank you, Dawn.
All right, let's move on to the next quarter question.
Yes. Okay. Oh, this is a good one. Can a goth person be a Trump supporter or be a conservative?
Okay. Easy to answer this one. Not only can a goth person be a Trump supporter or a conservative, in fact, if you are a goth, you are by nature a Trump supporter and conservative. There are no such thing as liberal, progressive, or leftist goths. It's an entirely fascist subculture. Yeah. You will find yourself embraced in the warm bosom of MAGA America as soon as you put on black eyeliner and lipstick and like sort of studded bracelets and sort of like, you know, as soon as you start dressing like Winona Ryder from Beetlejuice, you will find yourself in the warm embrace of Donald Trump and his supporters.
Yeah, every time I've talked to a goth in my life, they've told me about Donald Trump receiving an award from Rosa Parks. Like, they won't shut up.
Jeremy sent an amazing picture of a goth for Trump.
It's just a woman who's like fully decked out in black clothes and has a sign with a bat that says "Goths for Trump."
You know, it's tough for a goth Trump supporter because of those red hats. You know, it's kind of like it really breaks the whole aesthetic look. That you sort of just like that one bright red cap on the top of all of the dour gothic attire. Really,
I do think you're pushed to the edge of the coalition. That's real. You know what I mean?
Talk about junior partners in the coalition.
I don't think they make any gestures to you. Like, I don't think they get like kiss involved at any point.
There's an answer here that says, ask yourself this question. Is it possible for a child to dress up on Halloween as a zombie/monster, but actually simply be a human child? What does that even fucking mean?
Yes, of course it's possible.
Is this one of the questions they ask Ryan Gosling in Blade Runner? What the fuck?
That's a comment for the goth question. That's very strange.
You come across a goth in the road. He's voting for Trump.
you come across a fat goth on his back. He's struggling to get up. He can't. will he vote for Trump?
His backpack is too big and spiked.
He's too fat to build the wall.
Everyone's just saying yes, you can on this.
Yeah, resounding yes.
People are very positive on this.
You can be a punk Donald Trump supporter. You can be a rockabilly Donald Trump supporter. You can be, in fact, like all these things I'm just saying are exclusively Donald Trump supporters. Any sort of weird subculture, they're all Donald Trump now.
Yeah, backpack rapper.
Any subculture that existed for Gen X is now entirely for Donald Trump.
Yeah,
grunge people. If you still listen to Pearl Jam, you're a Trump supporter. Sorry.
That's right. It's correct.
I just feel compelled for all my Mission Hill heads out there to point out that the goth conservative was a bit on Mission Hill, Bill Oakley's, Bill Oakley's cartoon.
Lord knows I'm taxed enough already.
I thought that was you. How you doing?
Oh, hey, it's Jerry, right?
Yeah, but my friends call me the Republican Vampire. Are you GOP, Andy?
I'm not. I don't.
The Repubs are cool, man. Let me tell you my philosophy vis-a-vis our conservative friends. I follow Marilyn Manson, but I obey Rush Limbaugh. I hear him on the radio and I just go. Dance with me, Andy.
This is not the Gotham. This is a new question. Recently, when the VP Kamala Harris was sworn in, I came across talk of her being in two gay marriages. Is there any truth in such?
Well,
I have not heard it.
This is news to me, but
two gay marriages.
What's important about this question is they write the word two and then, to be clear, in parentheses, put the number two. No one is confused.
Well, I mean, look, we know Kamala at one point dated Montel Williams. We know that her current husband was essentially furnished for her so that she could run for office. He was bought out of a catalog. He was bought out of a sort of California gentleman catalog. He's a California king size husband for our vice presidential candidate.
Can I just say, I love Doug for that. Like, no one has believed in the Democratic Party more than Doug. Like, they were like, Doug, we need you to get married to this woman and you need to instruct all your kids to call her mom so Kamala can appear normal. And it's probably not even going to work. No one's going to think she's normal, but you have to try, Doug. And he's absolutely. Dude, he's doing his best. I love him.
I feel like this question fell out of a coconut tree because it lacks a lot of context that I need here. I mean, like, I think as you know, AG of California, she probably presided over a number of gay marriages as, like, you know, an officer of the court. But if Kamala Harris had been gay married twice already, or perhaps is in some sort of bigamist gay relationship ongoing, I think we probably would have heard about that from it by now.
See, this is the thing too, is you always have a follow-up question of, like, why do you think she's in two gay marriages? You'll never know. There's no way to find out.
This woman asked one question ever, and that's the only one. It's her one question.
What if a lot of people believe this? What if this is a common thing on CNN or something?
I don't know. Not one, but two.
We're back on Gay Marriage Watch.
That is something like that I wish Quora had. That, like, people had to cite the sources for their questions, kind of. Like, what led you to ask this question?
Yeah.
Because for this, it's like, I feel like I can figure this one out. This person probably saw, like, one of those really wordy conservative memes that's the equivalent of the overly wordy lefty memes, where it's like a picture of Kamala and like three paragraphs of writing being like, did you know Kamala Harris was married to Mary Jane Puffinstuff? And then like, and this is why she's disqualified from the office of vice president. But with the other ones, it's like, I need to know your media diet.
Yeah, it does seem like you just like half heard something and then adopted a full story around it that has since come up here. There's another one of these in here also kind of a confusing, like maybe you must have misheard something, or I'm just like way out of the news, which does happen sometimes.
Which one, Alex?
This is the Joe Mensah
one. Oh, yes. This one is, why has Joe Mensah and his administration allowed over 18,000 Chinese into the U.S. over the Mexican border? Is he getting paid by the head?
Wait, how do they describe this guy, Joe Biden or Joe Manchin? Joe Mensah. Well, okay. I mean,
that's a goose leg.
I guess like my first reaction to this is like, assuming it is true and he's getting paid per Chinese person he smuggles across the border, 18,000 Chinese people doesn't seem like that much. I mean, I wouldn't.
There's so many of them. You should be getting those numbers way up.
Hey, look, it costs a lot of money to run for president, you know?
I like the idea that he's accepting bribes from like a foreign government. And it's like, okay, like we have to do like offshore through crypto. Like no one can find out about this. I could get executed. But could you pay me like how they pay a carnival employee?
Just until I prove I'm good at it.
He's just counting them each as they walk in.
Yeah, if Joe Biden could count to 18,000, amazing. You know, no more conversations about his competency.
Joe Biden walking into the Chinese embassy in DC with like a handful of tickets, like Dave and Buster, being like, I want the stuffed animal, Jack. You said I get a prize for all these Chinamen.
I'm going band for band. This one, you can tell like somebody saw a Fox News headline and just started rapping on it. So this one makes more sense to me than the two gay marriages. But also, I'm learning while I'm reading. And that's what this is all about.
Yeah, most of the answers just say probably.
Oh, damn. Probably.
Probably. I don't know.
I feel like it is.
Sounds right.
This is a big conservative rumor right now, which is that most of illegal immigration is to get Democrat voters in here as like an extreme long game.
That's if that is their long game, they should start importing Chinese Communist Party members, because I don't know if you looked at the polling recently on Latinos, but they're fucking, it is not looking good, all that great for the Democrats. So I love this idea that like just by importing people from who speak Spanish, that like that's automatically going to be a liberal voting bloc. It's just like, not in this fucking country. Give it like 10 years and they'll be voting for Trump.
They still have to go through Mexico for some reason.
All right, I'll read another one of these questions. This one's more of a vibes politics question. How would a gun owner react if I threatened to stomp on his dog unless he turned in his gun?
I love it. It's just like, is this guy just psyching himself up to do that? And then crowdsourcing whether it's a good idea to attack the dog of a gun owner, which I say
gun war is a contentious place.
I mean, like, I don't know. Like, you live in an open carry state. If you do live in an open carry state, there's a good chance they have their gun on them while they're walking their dog. But if you live in New York or something and just think that, you know, they have the gun in their house or something, then by all means, just drop kick that mutt.
Yeah.
Just stomp that shit.
We all know the first rule. We all know the first rule of dog stomping, which is you don't talk about that shit. That's part stomping.
I love the moral high ground of like, I hate guns, but I'll kill a dog.
I don't think about that. I'm still evil.
I love questions like these, because like one of my favorite Cora questions that you guys have done on your show is the questions from Christians to atheists about like, would you believe in God if a baby's life depended on it? Like, if you were fishing and there was a baby, you caught a baby on your hook and the baby was going to die unless you believed in God, would you believe in God? Or if you was the other one, if you jump out of an airplane with a baby and like you could give it a parachute, but you know it's a Christian baby, would you save it? To which I say, fuck
yeah, there was one parachute.
Yeah. It's all baby related for some reason. people like come up with these. There's one that was like, if you get teleported to a place where there's killer bees and there's a baby there, like, what will you do? And it's just like, well, who is this baby?
I never should have gotten that teleporter.
As with all baby-related questions, like, if I faced a situation in which I saw an infant in mortal peril, my actions would, of course, be dependent on knowing the religious faith of that infant.
Yeah.
I'd have some questions. Baby.
If it was just the like, if I saw an infant crawling along the edge of a well or something, I'd be like, oh, wait. And then, does anyone know, does this baby go to church? Does this baby accept Jesus Christ as their personal savior? Because if so, it's going in the fucking drink. I do not care about human life.
And most of the questions the baby tells you, he'll be like, I'm Christian and I'm going to kill myself unless you convert. Just like, yeah. All right, well, you're going to hell.
It's like the Dune baby. It drank like the worm juice.
It's the water of life. Yeah.
if like you put me in a hypothetical like that, where it's like, you know, you're in a paddle boat with a baby and the only way you could start rowing is if you believe in God. If the baby is like Baha'i, no way. I'm not lifting a finger. But if the baby's one of the big three religions, we can work with that.
Yeah.
You gotta be with a crew.
Another thing I really like about these questions is that they all seem to just like be unable to conceive of a world in which like A, the scenario like this exists, but like B, that an atheist wouldn't just be like, yeah, I believe in Jesus Christ to save the life of a baby, but not actually mean it. Because like, if that's all I had to do to save the life of another human being, I would do it in a second. But I wouldn't believe it. It wouldn't change my fundamental beliefs. I think it's like this weird thing where they think if you say the words, like you're automatically, nope, can't take it back. You believe in God now.
Yeah, they think it's like it's like the Shahada. Yeah.
Were there any good answers on the gun one?
Yeah, everyone's just saying that he would kill you.
Oh, interesting.
One guy says, have you seen John Wick? Because that's how you create John Wick.
That is true. That is very true.
I love the idea that in John Wick that they weren't coming to his house to kill him for disrespect. They were just like, let's beat up this chud gun owner.
They were Antifa.
Yeah.
Theon Greyjoy was busting in that house being like, we're doing praxis to this asshole's dog. He's probably a Trump voter.
Yeah.
He wears a lot of black.
He was a goth. He was a goth Trump supporter.
Yeah. So sad about his dead wife. Ooh.
She probably fucking deserved it because she was a Christian.
Oh, this is a good answer.
Which one?
I'll shoot you in your feet.
Give somebody Sam. Dance, varmint.
And then the rest is a threat. Okay.
This other one, he says, I actually had someone do that to me. Unprovoked, assaulted my K-dive with a pipe and stomped on him repeatedly. I shot him until he stopped, flipped him over and put shiny bracelets on him. Then a rendered aid to my dog. That doesn't make sense. Until help arrived. It took a long time for EMTs to arrive. When they did arrive, we rushed my canine to the emergency room vet hospital. My dog survived. Triage is a bitch.
Triage,
sorry.
Triage.
My dog.
This guy was a Chinese triad. He was like, yeah, this is what happens when you fuck with the triads, bitch.
You're never going to guess. It does say law enforcement officer on
the bracelet. I mean, this would be the first time in history that a law enforcement officer was saving the life of a dog rather than just putting it down on the spot because it barked at him.
Did kill a man, though.
Well, somebody's got to die.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's how it works.
If I take my gut out, someone will die. That's the law.
I was taught only reach for the heat if you bussin. So when I lift the shirt, it's the end of discussion, dog haters. Click, clack, motherfuckers, I ain't trying to hear
nothing. Click, clack. All right, let's do, I accidentally summoned the devil. Can I call the police?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah. Who are you going to call?
You need help.
One of them will kill you. Either the cops or the devil.
I'm gonna get a gun in a haunted house as fast as you can.
Oh man, God, oh my God. I just had a terrifying thought about people open carrying into haunted houses and the disasters.
Killing a bunch of teens dressed as funny man.
Look, questioner. You just conjured the devil, Mephistopheles. The Lord of Hell, the underworld. I don't think the fucking cops are going to help you. Wait, are these exorcist cops? No, you need to call the church, buddy. This is their
plan. Maybe they might have an exorcist line. Would they maybe have an exorcist line?
I think like a local PD, obviously going to do nothing for you, try the sheriff's department. They have a little more authority.
The fun angle of this is somebody like sitting next to an open flame as like an arm claws its way out of a book, just being like, I'm going on Quora. This is
you have
Should
reached
not have done that.
You have reached the satanic emergency hotline. All our exorcists are currently assisting other demonic possessions. Please hold, and your call will be addressed in the first order it was received. Then the muzak kicks in. You're just like waiting as, you know, as a demon's hand tightens around your throat. But yeah, like,
what do we pray that for?
I just love the idea that, like, you, this is a person who apparently believes that one can conjure the devil, but that calling the fucking bitch ass police is a solution to that.
Yeah, the cops won't help you if, like, your house gets robbed. What are they going to do for the devil?
You know, I don't want to be an armchair leftist about it. We all get scared when the devil starts going into your house.
Yeah, yeah, I'll call the cops in that situation.
I think so. I want to feel safe.
And you know what? Like, and if the cops do come and they rough up Satan, at the end of the day, he's Satan, okay? It's not just like, you know, some kid who stole from stealing from your car to feed a drug habit or something like that. He's Lucifer, Baphomet, Beelzebub. Now,
there are options of, like, community security. Like, if you have a neighbor who's a something, we keep us safe in that case.
Well, the thing is, if you know, instead of calling the cops, I would consider, if a neighbor has accidentally summoned Lucifer, the Lord of Hell, go outside their house and bang pots and pans together. That's it. That's just let them know that we do not accept this in this community. But do not, but like with Satan or any other demonic manifestation, please do not violate the non-aggression principle.
The answers aren't very good. They're mostly being mean to the guy.
But a lot of them are people just making jokes about who the devil is. So it's a lot of like, yeah, I've had the devil before. My wife.
Oh, and Joe Biden's in your house?
Yeah, there's one of them that's like, why would you call the police for hanging out with Hillary Clinton?
That's kind of fire.
You got it. But there's like 100. There's several hundred answers on this one. People were very.
It's a treasure trove of knowledge. Yeah. That you could access.
And why was this? People don't like. How come? Are there any answers that are a little bit annoyed at this person for, you know, trifling with such nefarious forces? Just be like,
one guy's mad that he said accidentally. They're like, how do you accidentally summon?
That's a great point.
The devil.
It seems difficult.
I was just trying to get a succubus to knob me off. Instead, I got this dude with goat's feet and horns.
Ran out of Diablo bosses. Yeah, but to answer your question, there are maybe hundreds of people being mean to him about.
If this isn't a joke, you should probably pray to God.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Okay, that would be okay, thanks. I'll do that. Like, it kind of urgent here.
Let's get to the next one.
Okay.
Okay.
This one is, why do liberals love wokeness?
That's a good question.
Yeah. Well, the thing about wokeness is that it is, in effect, a religion. And belief in wokeness is, in fact, a religious belief and entitled to protections under the First Amendment as a religion. And, you know, as a member of the Church of Wokeism, I subscribe to wokeism because it is the objective truth. It is scientific fact. That is why. It is scientifically correct to be woke.
I accidentally summoned wokeism to my house. Should I call the cops?
I love wokeness for the same reason as the guy who answered this, who says it pays well. Pay my bills to teach these children.
As a liberal, I support wokeism because I think it's probably the best way to overthrow the whites.
Does anyone else think it's time?
I do think a lot of people ask themselves this question. Like, a lot of like right wing culture war guys are just like, but why do they do it?
Why do they love wokeness so much?
It's not fun.
Cora, why are there large groups of people on this planet who believe and act differently than I do? And what can we do about that?
Can I shoot them?
Most people are just angry about this one too, where people are like sending, I don't know, memes of people crying and stuff like that.
Oh yeah, that's always hard to watch.
Someone said Jesus was the most woke, so why do you hate Jesus so much?
Execution.
Yeah, and that guy studied education. Gregor Michaels.
Okay, great.
I just like that you can say their full names.
I want to do the Christian girl one before we leave.
Yes, I'll do that one.
Priority for me. My wife found this one.
Is it wrong for Christian women to wear pants?
Yes.
Great question.
Absolutely.
I think
this question is answerable. Yes is the answer to it. It is, you know, we're seeing, you know, like we're seeing now, like it's been accepted for a long time, but thankfully, on Twitter now, there are people who are willing to stand up and speak out against tomboys, against women wearing pants, against women noodling for catfish, against women doing sort of minor home improvements or electrical work, plumbing, things of that nature. All of this is devilry. You see a woman wearing pants, she has conjured the devil. She probably bought the pants from Satan himself. There is absolutely no way you can be a good Christian woman and wear pants or a t-shirt or anything other than like a gingham skirt.
This does seem like a culture war that's kind of solved already, but you can't really tell. Like, they don't sort by when it was posted, so it might have been like 1963. Yeah. Oh, okay. No, that doesn't make any sense.
This is from the 60s. You're right.
This might have been during the Battle of the Sexes and stuff.
We talk about this a lot on our podcast, but we learned that Jordan Peterson got his start on Quora, basically answering these kinds of questions. You can see how he like became big on this website. This
was like his cipher.
I can see
this
how he developed a benzo addiction, actually.
You would, I mean, if you actually like in good faith tried to answer these all day, I think that would drive anyone insane.
I'd go into a coma.
Absolutely. I feel like I've forgotten things I used to know since we've started the podcast.
Also, a woman playing sports or liking sports, also completely unchristian. Get it out of here. Not permitted. Not cool.
The one thing a woman can do is find Quora questions for their husband on a podcast. That's really, that's
yeah, Alex has a trad wife.
It's a good one.
This is the most trad lifestyle.
They get emailed to you.
They do. They really do. Hold on. Oh, I really like this one. This question is, why do I often become a serial killer in my dreams and I become so cruel then?
Well, you know, they say that dreams are sort of like your unconscious mind taking a shit or just sort of clearing itself out. It's sort of a way that your unconscious speaks to you about things that you're worried about, you know, in your waking hours that are maybe unexpressed. So it's probably because you're worried about becoming a serial killer or you've just been watching the Hannibal TV series too much before bed.
I think it actually shows how much you're not a serial killer because you're so afraid of doing it.
Yeah. I feel like whenever I look up dreams, it has some like basic answer. Where it's like, I kill people in my dreams every night. And it's like, you are going through changes in your life. Yeah, I guess so.
Aging can be scary.
But you know, we should always be on the lookout for dreams, you know, like in the dark triad of psychopathic personalities. Things like having dreams about being late for an appointment or naked in a public place are sure signs of sociopathic violent tendencies. So just be on the lookout for that in your dream states. If you ever have any dreams similar to that, I would commit yourself to an insane asylum before you hurt anyone.
Yeah. There is an answer here that's very long that is locked behind Quora Plus, and we refuse to pay for it, the service, to read that answer.
Or learn how it works.
Yeah.
Because it's not straightforward.
I refuse to pay for premium Quora.
It's
wrong. I
don't
care if it's a fucking podcast.
No, but it's interesting. I think you're probably right that actual serial killers don't have dreams about being serial killers.
True. Yeah, they have the same dreams as us where they didn't go to math class for 6 months or whatever.
Yeah, if you have a big meeting coming up, you might think about murdering 50 sex workers and turning them into zombies.
So, yeah, like you said, be on the lookout. Dreams are a sort of a translation for your inner soul, but if you know how to interpret them. And in that case, you are a serial killer.
we have one more over here.
Yeah, I don't know if we want to read into this too much at all, but I did want to share it with the podcast if we could.
This one, it seems like it maybe isn't for us and it has no answers on it, but the question is, hey, Grace, noticed you followed my question about a horse cock. Does it turn you on?
No answers.
So we don't know what the deal
is. All right, buddy, put it back in your pants. This is Quora, not FetLife.
There is so much fetish content on this website. You wouldn't believe. We found a whole community of people who take photos of themselves swimming with all their clothes on. And it's like so obviously fucking each other about it.
But every post is like, oops.
Yeah, it's like, I'm in a pool again. And I took a photo of it where you can see my butt.
Not my phone.
It's like a 56-year-old man.
He's smiling at you. It's in a lake.
There's no surer indication that something you're looking at online is fetish content than if it is posted with oops or oh, a mistake.
Yeah.
The people who go to Quora to jack off like scare me. The idea that like they don't want to go to a porn website, they like want me to write out their scenario. They're like, I accidentally took a shower with my stepsister. What now?
You tell me what happened.
Yeah, the fully clothed swimming fetish has got to be like at some point in junior high, their like soccer team ganged up on them, tied them up, and threw them into the shallow end of a pool or something like that, and it just like carved some groove deep in their brain that they can't get over, and now they're, you know, just like, oop, tripped and fell into a pool again. I'm soaked.
Yeah,
it's like Dexter. It's a pattern built from trauma.
I'm just like the function of like getting off to that on Quora, it just seems so unwieldy, you know.
You have to wait a week.
Yeah,
it's called gooning, Jeremy.
Yeah, that's true.
You're just maintaining an erection until you get a satisfying reply on Quora.
Okay, well, I hope that helped you decide the 2024 election, which was, I think, the stated purpose of all.
Yeah.
Okay, I mean, Nancy, like going on that, I think it's a shoo-in for Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and I will say
he is the most Quora candidate.
Yeah
Build your own cures at home.
Yeah, he had that answer recently where someone was like, you were friends with Jeffrey Epstein. He's like, I've been friends with all sorts of great. I was friends with Oprah.
I'm very popular.
I know every bad person.
I will say, as long as we're on the topic of RFK Jr. and the election, rumored, you know, a lot of coverage of this, of rumored running mate to be Aaron Rodgers. So Aaron Rodgers and Jesse the Body Ventura. And I will say, if Kennedy,
can you do that?
If RFK Jr. actually does select either Aaron Rodgers or Jesse Ventura as his running mate, I would consider voting for him. Aaron Rodgers, I consider voting for just out of how funny it would be. And Jesse Ventura, yeah. I want him back in government. I sincerely want Jesse Ventura holding office in the United States, in the executive branch of the United States government. So despite all of his terrible views on basically every other issue, I think Jesse, you know, because like, you know, as soon as you get president, you know, they're going to vax you up. They're going to give you some vaccine. Robert F. Kennedy's brain will probably explode. He'll die instantly. Get Governor Ventura in there. He's the man. He's got the muscle that this country needs to get us out of our doldrums. And Aaron Rodgers being vice president would just be hilarious because it's like, could anything worse happen to the Jets?
Yeah.
What if they gave Robert F. Kennedy like all the vaccine courses that they give the president, and just instantly his voice becomes normal?
what if he starts talking like Barry White or some really cool black dude where he's just like, hello, everybody, this is Robert F. Kennedy coming to you from the White House in the United States. You may remember me from my father, Robert F. Kennedy Senior.
Woo!
We're playing some fine soul and R&B here at the White House with my running mate, Aaron Rodgers of the New York Jets.
Give it up, everybody. Can we get one president with like a cool voice?
That's what I was saying. Like, I think Trump is such a good candidate because we all love doing impressions of him. So if you get like Jesse in there again, like, you know, it's a fun voice to do.
America is back.
Jesse and the White House were finally opening up the document troves to the American people. There are documents that we haven't seen yet. And I'm officially passing a proclamation that on the center predator, my biceps were officially 10 centimeters wider than the great Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Talk about a job where they let you see the documents.
But you know what, though? Like, probably like over half of all U.S. presidents will never know what they sounded like. So maybe like John Quincy Adams had really sick voice. Maybe he was like, you know, he sounded like, I don't know, like Pee Wee Herman or something.
I just assume anyone before like 1900 sounded like Mr. Beast. Just no affectation. He's stripped of personality.
What if the older presidents had like an incredibly gay voice that we'd never know about? Just like, y'all, y'all need to come down to Monticello. Hello.
Will is listing the most likely scenario.
Yeah, that's what Andrew Jackson sounded like as he like did genocide.
Oh my god, y'all, that trail of tears. Oh my god, I don't know if it was tears or sweat. It was hot. Lord have mercy.
That's the voice that comes out if you beat a man to death with a cane.
Old Hickory.
I know you did not just say that about my wife.
Well, if we were on Quora, I would ask, did Andrew Jackson sound like that?
Those Seminole Indians are fierce. They were serving cunt all day long. I'm just doing that dude from all the Ryan Murphy shows. You know, that little elfin gay man who's dead now. RIP to him.
I love that,
yeah, that guy.
That guy
rocks.
That guy was awesome.
I'm going to bust.
Daddy, look at me. He was really funny. He talk about a guy who did some funny TikToks.
Yeah. And now that will all be lost like tears in the rain thanks to our stupid fucking government. Yeah, I think people were sharing people were sharing the best TikToks, and my favorite is the girl crying about how Helen Keller isn't real.
I just wanted to say Helen Keller's not fucking real, and I don't care who you are, but she's not fucking real. Who the fuck, like, she wrote books? No, she fucking didn't. She's blind and deaf. Also, TikTok, you need to make a front flash. This shit is getting...
That was that awesome.
Yeah, she's like, she wrote books? No, she didn't. What the fuck?
I haven't seen that one.
Oh, look that up. It's great.
I will.
The worst thing about TikTok is, do you think the funniest ones are insane people? And then they're just extremely alternative comedians. You've been hoodwinked again.
All right, well, let's leave it there for today. Alex and Jeremy, thank you so much for the Quora questions. And thank you so much for Quora Raiders. If people want to continue their investigation into questions that have no answers and the most baffling minds capable of producing them, where should they check you out?
It's been an honor, Will. We demand you go to youtube.com and slam that bell on the Quora Raiders podcast.
Or any podcast app.
Or also, we're the normal way you do this.
If you don't want to look at us.
But if you go on YouTube, you can see the pictures and they're messed up.
Yeah, and like for those of you considering, oh, maybe Quora Raiders isn't for me. Well, ask yourself, what if an infant were in front of you and will die if you don't subscribe to Quora Raiders on YouTube? Would you still do it? Or would you callously look away, as you're doing right now?
Choose life.
What if someone was going to stomp your dog to death and you don't have your gun, and the only way to stop them is to listen to Quora Raiders?
That's our main advertising right now, is we're just going
threatening
around
people's pets.
Threatening to kill people's dogs unless they listen to our fucking podcast.
All right. Well, thanks again so much for hanging out with us, and thanks for the questions. Chris, do we have any plugs to do at the end of the show? Oh, on April 4th, we'll be at the Lodge Room with Jacques' sure-to-be-fun show pig bonanza.
Yes, April 4th, Lodge Room. May 4th, Movie Mindset premiere thing. I believe that is officially confirmed.
Littlefield, May 4th.
Littlefield, May 4th. Those tickets aren't like up yet, but you know, save the date. But we'll be doing a Movie Mindset, and I think we're going to be doing Death Wish 3.
Death Wish 3 is my preferred screening option for Littlefield.
We're still working out how it's all going to work, because we don't want to have people like doing... We're not sure we want to sell like standing room tickets for that. That seems unfair to make people like stand for a 90-minute movie, but I don't know. We're working out with Littlefield how exactly it's going to work. But the idea is Death Wish 3, Littlefield, May 4th. We'll see if we can put it together. But those are the plugs.
All right, everybody. Till next time. Bye-bye.